Blog Talk Radio.
She said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. See me at the party, I'm chillin' in the cut. Shorty looking thick as fuck. And she said she wanna chill. Well, baby, I'm tryna turn up. So many blunts on the table, I told her ass to burn one. Shotgun in the buff, that gas. Shorty got a lot of ass. This is for the moment, but forever she think it'll last. Too focused up on our future while I'm focused on the cash. Wetter than a swimming pool. When I get in, I make a splash. Talking about relationships, that's not what she about to get. Let Shorty ride on the dick. She say I'm rude, well, call me Rick. Looking kinda mad and try to take a sip from my cup. I told her that I'm sorry, Shorty, I'm just trying to turn up. She wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She trying to fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She trying to fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Chilling in the club, and I'm sipping on my Henny. Get in the VIP like they ask what some kid don't even know. All these niggas frauds, man, I swear they all my enemies. Talking behind my back, man, I swear they got bitch tendencies. Scrolling through my Insta and shorty looking kinda nice. Man, I slid up in them DMs cause I'm trying to link tonight. She slid me the Addy and told me that it's on site. Once I get back to a crib, I swear I beat that box right. Everything was going good and then shorty just started tripping. Not paying her no mind from the Henny I've been sipping. Tried to cuddle when I thought I got a ghost. She said, I thought you loved me. I thought I could never love a hoe. Cause say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up.
Yo, 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 it's your boy B Trey, and welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Tuesdays. I'm here with my man Radio Real, like as always, and we got a slew of topics to talk about today.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
All right, so, man, first things first, I'm going to get into this, man. Your boy 6ix9ine is off of house arrest, man. He is finally off of house arrest. I ain't even gonna lie, bro. He damn near the number one motherfucking person with, I'm saying, with all of this stay in the news or whatever. He's always a trending topic. He got hella views on YouTube. He got hella streams. This man is successful. He's a successful snitch. He's successful. And now he's finally off of house arrest.
Yeah, because he just came home, what, a month and a half ago?
I want to say a little bit more than that, but yeah.
Because normally house arrest is for a good little while, and, you know, in the snap of a finger, he off. And then there's people like us, per se, who keep him relevant. We keep watching his next and every fucking move to make him more relevant than he was when he was locked up. So, yeah, I agree. A successful snitch.
Bro, shit, it don't matter, man. It's my job.
I applaud him.
To pay attention. Yeah, I'm about to say I applaud him too, bro. He did his thing.
I applaud
him. Damn, he's making motherfuckers talk about him. And then, think about it, bro. He released 3 videos, music videos, from his living room.
Yep.
That went over 30 million views. Over 30 million views.
Yeah.
The nigga plotted, this
That's
nigga
crazy.
Fucking went gold on YouTube. 3 videos. Pretty fresh
nice.
Out of jail from his living room.
And you got
he's working
out. King Von and Lil Durk who can't even work together. You know, they on house arrest and whatnot. And, well, I think King Von's still on house arrest. And they have barely touching 6ix9ine's numbers right now.
Exactly, man. And man, shit, I fuck with Lil Durk and them, dude. But 6ix9ine out here doing it, man, successfully. I don't like, I don't personally fuck with him, but his work ethic right now is off the charts, man. He is going off the charts. And I'm saying, he, like, I seen a man doing the shit himself, like him and like, a couple other people. So, I mean, that nigga doing it right now, bro, like, successfully. He killing it, actually. And then he just, this third little video he came out. He's speaking in Spanish, man. Like, the man's, I'm saying, you already know, you know how to speak Spanish and that. The man rapping in Spanish. 500,
right.
Last I looked at it, is 50 million. 50 million views right now. And it ain't even been out that long.
Look at that. Exactly.
Huh? Exactly, bro.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
That's fucking. what can you say?
Yes. Look, shit, I can say that, you could do anything from your living room. So all them people out there with the studio in front of them in their living room, shit, go ahead and start making videos and put yourself out there. Shit, that's all I'm going to say. That's inspiration.
Pretty much.
Right there. Come on.
Pretty much.
It is,
you know,
inspiration.
He's actually kind of smart, you know what I'm saying? He just can't. I know, like, by watching his interviews and shit, like the recent one he did with Academic,
mm-hmm.
I get what he's trying to say when he touches on certain things, but it just comes out kind of awkward. But I get it. So he kind of smart, you know. Hell, he's smart enough to shift his way out of that jam.
Gotta get the fuck up out of that jam.
I will always say that, you know, for everybody that's calling him a snitch, I will always say, put yourself in his shoes, what would you do? Because if it was me, I'm not going to lie, I'm talking to you. I'm not going to throw my life the fuck away. But nobody. People
switch
all the damn time. And shit.
Well, I ain't
going
to lie. I'm putting it like this. If certain people, no matter what, I don't care what they did, I'm saying I'm not going to, I can't snitch on them. I'm not. I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. A couple people I never snitch on, ever.
In his case, there was no loyalty, there was no, you know, childhood friends in that whole entire case. So, he did what he did. But, yeah, if there's certain people that, I'm going to take to the grave, I'll fucking go to the hole for whatever. But in his case, it was no close family, close friends, and none of that shit in that whole entire organization.
Yeah, I mean, I can see what you talk about, but at the same time, though, like I said, I mean, his situation is different from mine, but like I said, my niggas are going to ride for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ride for my niggas, and I'm not snitching. I can't. I'm not telling nobody. I don't love, bro. I'm not even giving out the time niggas ask me. Nigga, what time is it? I don't even fucking know.
All right. In his case, it wasn't no – he ain't no gangbanger. He'll say that in a heartbeat. So, you know, that was a whole, I'm going to get famous. Let me pay these motherfuckers off. You know what I'm saying? This, that, and the third. So in that situation,
look,
now, if I was in a situation where I'm paying motherfuckers off and shit like that, yeah, I'm snitching. But if I'm really about that life and doing the shit that I'm, you know, then, nah.
But I'm going to tell you like this. He put himself in that situation.
Facts.
He put himself in that situation, so he can't really say nothing. So for him to say, like, oh, I ain't fuck with them or whatever, you did that. That's all you. You already knew what type of motherfuckers these niggas were from the jump. So you can't, you know what I'm saying? You wasn't tripping about it when you was getting all the money off of that. See, I feel like motherfuckers hop in and shit. It's like that nigga treated it like a relationship. He loved all the good shit that was coming out of it, but as long as shit get bad or whatever, motherfuckers started doing that shit. It's fucking crazy.
Right. And then in the same token, you got to look at the industry side of it. That's what they wanted.
True.
You know, in the heartbeat, the industry will shut shit down if they didn't like a certain thing. But he portrayed a certain image that they wanted and built him up for, and they let all of that fly, you know what I'm saying? And shit, he blew up from the beginning.
Yeah. You say that shit.
And then he's still blowing up. He only put out three videos. He ain't even created an album yet. Three videos. And this man is super lit.
The album got to be on the way. The album got to be. And you know what?
Oh,
he's going to make a
know.
Lot of money. He's going to make a lot of money. So.
So, again,
I'm gonna play a couple of songs. What's that?
So I followed that man.
I don't know, man. I'm just, I don't know, man.
I mean, I only say that because it's he snitched. He's a well known snitch. It went global. He was still hot in jail. Comes out of jail and was more hot now than he was when he first came out. He got everybody talking about him. His shit hit number one on the Billboard. Whether he's a snitch or not, his shit still went number one. And he's just like, aha, you mad?
Ha-ha,
I applaud him.
You're mad.
I applaud for that disaster.
I do too, bro. I can give it to him, bro. Get into a couple tracks, bro, and then we're going to get back to conversation, man.
All right.
Arriba! Ocho! My friend! They do it! Pita!
I mix nation for
ocho,
real!
Ocho.
I
say all of mama's pita! Nice to meet ya. I didn't know how I should greet ya. I say hola, mamacita.
Mami.
Que pasa, señorita?
Come to me.
I say it's so nice to meet ya.
Hola.
I didn't know how I should greet ya.
Hola.
So I say hola, mamacita.
Hey.
Nice, slim in the waist. Pretty nice in the face. Come here, babe.
I say hola, mamacita.
My friend. Que pasa, señorita?
Ha, 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 ha.
nice to meet ya. I didn't know how I should greet ya.
Remember those days where you couldn't do what you wanted to do? Say what you had to say. Because you didn't have a way to express what it did not. Let's go! I'm just riding with my top down. And the air breeze is so cool. Got my drink on one side. Nobody can tell me I can't take sip after sip. Cause I don't condone in that drive. Put your ones in the air one time. If you feel me, let's go to Sunset Drive, where the view is so spacious. We can see the top of the city like we run in. Up now, let's go to the moonrise. Better hope I don't change. The party is jumping like it's supposed to. The bright lights are bringing in the crowd. Have a night for times like this. Let's take a drink now. Let's boogie till it's too. Gonna dip up to a special place, but I can't give any name.
Pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none. I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field? Holding that still, only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real. These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real. I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field? Holding that still, only had shots kill you for real. These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real. I'm feeling so many changes, my body feeling numb. I didn't have you on my side, you know that I didn't have a crumb. I was down bad for real, bitch, you know I was a bum. On the come up, we finna come up, we gon' make it out the slum. All I had was fake friends, try to come around and shake my hand. Pussy niggas ain't official, I'm just tryna get some bands. I remember on the block, them niggas claim they was my friend. pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only headshots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only headshots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real. I said that you was my nigga, so nigga, it ain't no leaving. Mama said I can't trust you, I said she tweaking. But then you did me dirty, and that shit, it left me speechless. It's a cold, cold world, I swear to God, my heart is bleeding. You said you my bro for life, yeah, that's what you told me. I can't believe what people say, yeah, you gotta show me. I was balling on that court, now a nigga in the nosebleed. But this shit is kinda crazy, cause you're supposed to be here with me. But somewhere down the line, your heart got so heavy, thinking to myself, like, why the fuck my little homie hate me? You was telling all these bitches that you wanna play me, but that shit got back to me. Now I'ma pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Only headshots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never helped me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that steel? Kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
Yo, 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 yo. If you are just tuning in, it's your boy B-Trey and my man's Radio Braille, and this is Let's Talk Tuesdays.
Yo.
Taco Tuesdays. Taco Tuesdays. All right, man.
You go inside the restaurant now and order.
Yeah. Finally. Big fact. So, next topic on topic of discussion, my man Pusha T dissed Drake again, but I don't think that the track was all right.
He needs to sit his ass down.
Bad look though. Check it out. So I'm just gonna get to you the whole thing. So you know, Pop Smoke, rest in peace. His album's still coming out. So Pusha T is on a track, and Young Thug is on the same track. So you already know artists, you know what I'm saying? They send in their verse, you send in their verse. You ain't got to be in the same room. You don't necessarily hear the other verses until the song comes out. So,
right.
Y'all thought I put his verse on the Pusha T put his verse on the Pusha T this Drake on the. And Young Thug didn't like that shit. Motherfuckers took to like, so the song was. And motherfuckers hit Young Thug on Twitter like, hey, bro, they don't hear this and Drake. I thought that was your man. So I guess he like, damn. So now he trying to take his verse off the song. So I don't know if the
respect
the actual, yeah, I don't know if the actual verse is on that. But I guess Young Thug is mad at Pusha T because he's like, man, you could have told me you was dissing my man before I even hopped on the track, because you knew I was getting on it.
Which is true.
Because, you know what I'm saying? That motherfucking beef was a long time going away, saying motherfuckers thought motherfuckers had squashed. Not squashed it, but shit. Niggas ain't even. Shit, not relevant no more. Motherfuckers don't give a fuck about that shit. Niggas really don't care about that shit. Dude came through and squashed all of that shit between Drake and. I forgot what his name is. What is his name? Tay Prince or something like that. Something like that. But he's
no,
I forgot what his name was, bro. I ain't really give a fuck about that shit. But now, you know what I'm saying, it turns out like Drake told motherfuckers basically to take that song off. Like basically cancel the song. Fuck it. So it's rumored has it,
right.
Drake called around and told motherfuckers to get off of that. So to you was wrong for not telling Young Thug, like, yeah, I'm about to diss your homie on this shit.
Yeah, if you look at any rap beat, any track that other people got on with it, whatever, they definitely let people know, yo, this is what's going on, you know, X, Y, Z, like the whole Ja Rule and 66 thing, you know what I'm saying?
Shit.
And Ja Rule made that nigga from New York shit. He also added other people that did not like 56. You know what I'm saying? He let them know, hey, this is what this is about. You know? But
hold
I
on,
think
everybody on that bitch.
Yeah, he should.
It wasn't Fat Joe on Jadakiss?
Yeah, Jadakiss did have beef with 56 at the time. So did Fat Joe.
I got a hundred.
Yeah. But like, nonetheless, with any rap beef, you know, you ride with your team, whatever the case, and you also, if you got another artist who has nothing to do with nothing, you let them know what this is, what it is, and either they go jump on the track anyway or not get on the track. But I think Pusha T just wants to be relevant again. He's ass. He's trash. Well, I ain't gonna say he's trash. Like, he's kind of lyrical, but like, you're irrelevant now. So now you want to keep sparking up this shit with Drake. Like, for what? It's old. You're not relevant. Now you just made yourself look like more of an ass. All
right.
Nobody
so
listens
do you
to
think
Pusha
that,
T.
Do you think if Pusha T, I mean, niggas who listen to Pusha T, he still out here talking about selling cocaine, even though he don't sell cocaine no more. He's still talking about it. But do you think that if Pusha T came out with a diss track about Drake, would Drake even have to respond? Like, what, at this point, like,
no!
At this point,
like,
do Drake,
I think
he don't have to, he can't expose anything no more. He talked about his son, I mean, everything out there. I don't think he got anything to say no more.
There was nothing to say from the beginning. Like, you're talking about a man's child. People, first of all, I'll put it like this. Gucci Mane and his wife Keisha, I never knew that man had children. Never. Never knew he had
Gucci
children
man got
until
kids.
That damn show came out. Yes. See what I'm saying? Why would you, as an entertainer, she could have one or two together, and then she has two from previous relationships. But it's like, why would you want to put your kid in that spotlight, in that limelight? You know what I'm saying? So why talk about it? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You want to keep your kids out of that spotlight. Blue Ivy, that's a given. T.I.'s kids, that was a given. But, like, for the most part, there's a lot of artists out here that you didn't know that had kids. Cam Newton has 7 children. Didn't know that. But it's like, why do you need to want to broadcast your children in the music industry? Because you know people are going to talk shit anyway. So you want to keep your child away from that type of shit. But, like, that was irrelevant. That's why I think Meek Mill tried to rekindle some shit with spark up another little beef with Drake, and it was like, what? Like, nigga, you lost when he said you getting bodied by a singer, nigga. Like, there was nothing you could say after that. That's, like,
the most
disrespectful thing. But, like,
there's nothing else to say. It was a whole bunch of them, bro. The whole track was just disrespectful, bro. It was, sorry. Like, Drake comes out here and murders people, and it's horrible. It's heartbreaking.
And I hate
that.
When people say, and I hate when people keep talking about the Ghost Rider thing. When Drake came out, he was not a rapper. He was a singer. Still is a singer.
The nigga,
he's not a rapper.
No. Scratch that. When he first came out, he was an actor. This nigga was the Jimmy.
Wheelchair Jimmy.
He was not a rapper.
Exactly. We knew Drake as this shit was on that truthful shit that's singing ass.
Yes, it did.
So, yeah, singer have Ghost Rider.
When he first came out, he was a rapper. It was wrong. When he first came out, he was an actor. Then he became a rapper.
No.
He became a rapper.
He was a singer.
Okay, no. Remember when he was on that I'm Still Fly, I'm So High, and I dare anybody to come clip my wings. He said on that, he said, I'm going to try something different. And he started singing. He was a rapper, and he said, I'm going to try something different, and started singing. And niggas fucked with that, so he kept singing. You remember that? Because that's not even his song.
Research. I'm about to go back. I remember the track.
Because that's when I started fucking with Drake Heavy, because he was like, I could skip a line or whatever. And he was just like, ah, ha, ha, la, la. The nigga said some cold shit on that song that made me want to fuck with Drake.
Because, like, his first mixtape, I believe, was singing, a bunch of singing and shit.
Mm-mm. It was him and Trey Songz, this first mixtape that he was on. And Trey Songz was rapping, and Trey Songz was singing, and Drake was rapping. And then Drake was, I think he sung on like one track or a couple of tracks. But he was a rapper first before he was a singer. I can play that. Matter of fact, if anybody knows exactly, like I think, oh yeah, to research that, bro.
Yeah, but I swear I think he was. But nonetheless, singers have ghost vibes, nonetheless. But we also know Drake is. Drake is very talented when it comes to rapping. So, with a ghostwriter, without a ghostwriter, that motherfucker is talented. So, we heard Drake rap without, you know what I'm saying, before the whole ghostwriter thing came about. Like,
mm-hmm.
He was killing shit in the mixtape world when Weezy brought him on and everything. So, like, to bring that up, it was like, okay, man. Shit, Neo writes
He's
for
more.
A whole lot of people. Jadakiss
yeah,
writes for people. Lil Wayne wrote for people. So it's like, okay, wow, yeah, the ghostwriter. Well, that ghostwriter is one hell of a fucking writer. If I had somebody ghostwrite for me, I'd chill. Okay. That just means I'm talented enough that he chose me to rap the shit.
And you got to think about
and
like
the
this.
Thing
there
about
are people
Drake
out
is...
there. Go ahead, bro.
Go ahead. The thing about Drake is he ain't rapping about shit that he ain't doing. You know, so he ain't sitting there saying, "Oh, I done clapped a bunch of niggas and selling this and selling
mm-hmm.
that." That ain't what he's talking about. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, whether it's ghostwritten or not, I'd rather listen to that than the same old Yo Gotti bullshit. Yo Gotti keeps rapping about the same shit, so I don't fuck with him like that, like I used
to. Nigga, did you hear that?
Bricks of cocaine.
You heard a pose?
Yeah.
You heard a pose by Yo Gotti. Omega Thee Stallion and Lil Uzi on that.
Yeah.
Boy,
yeah,
boy,
it's like,
that's my shit, bro. Especially Uzi.
I like it, but it's like... Like, Uzi, though, he's on a different level. Like, that man is so damn talented. But for a rapper to be out for 20-plus years and talk about the same shit, it's like,
That's Push. That basically was talking about Pusha T, man.
But
man, all right, so check it out. So wait. You can't say that. Because... Drake been talking about the same type of stuff. Drake was talking about heartbreak. Drake don't talk about nothing but female stuff. Like I'm saying, things involving females. Drake been talking about the same stuff all the time, but it's lyrical.
But
and there's niggas like
that
can relate to the shit that Pusha T talking about. Like as an artist, I understand that.
Not
shit.
For 20
you make music
years.
For you.
The man
bro, you supposed to make
shit for like 10, 15 years. The
and
same
they still
cocaine,
out
like,
selling cocaine.
But they're not famous. If you're famous, why do you need to sell cocaine? Why are you talking about something that you're not doing? You see what I'm
because
saying?
Because that's
famous.
What you know.
You're getting money from rapping or whatever other business you got going. But you're famous from grinding. That's what you're famous for.
He's not famous for that no more.
I'm just saying.
He's famous for telling everybody that Drake had a baby. he's famous for snitching. And a nigga worth $15 million. So he a $15 million snitch.
That, you know, really ain't really that made shit. Drake even, it made Drake blow up even more. Like, oh my God, Drake is a baby. Let's be the baby. Like, nigga, what was your angle? What was the point? That's like saying, oh, Chris Brown got a baby. Like, all right. People actually do have sex to have babies now. But what pushes T, like, getting your irrelevant. Nobody fucks with you with your music, per se. Like, that Daytona shit you came out with, trash. Just fucking ass. I didn't like it.
What the fuck that?
Talking about cocaine.
What Will Meek Do? I fuck with that song. With Kanye West on that shit was funny as hell. What Will Meek Do? The nigga said, whoop. Whoopie dude, that shit was funny as hell to me. Kanye West killed that shit. But speaking on that shit, on that note, bro, ghostwriting and shit. Meek Mill is getting sued for taking,
yeah.
I want to say, a couple of tracks from somebody and putting them on his Champions album. Two of them,
yeah.
I think it was more than that.
Summer
was two,
and Cold Heart. Yeah, Cold Heart 2 and something.
So
I researched it when we was on break.
It turns out that he took these two songs and he was getting sued for
yes.
that shit. So
he
basically, he took the whole song, lyrics and all, not just the hook, not just like a little part or anything. He took the whole song and put it on the album
yeah.
and passed it off
Dream.
As a song.
And it was Dream Rich who acquired the lyrics and song copyright, which Meek had rights to it. And he stole them and copied them, and they want $75,000 for each in fragment, and it totaled up to $300,000.
And that shit's crazy.
And
how you gonna go?
Right.
Your whole main argument against Drake was ghostwriting, but
exactly.
So you get killed by a singing nigga. You go to jail, make a song with the ghostwriter nigga, and then ghostwrite on that same get ghostwriters basically for that same track.
Fact. Now, do you fuck with a lot of Meek Mill's music?
I can't say I'm an avid Meek Miller. I cannot say that. Like after Drake killed him, bro, I just stopped listening to Meek, bro. To be honest with you, all this nigga Meek Mill do is yell. And I got tired of hearing that shit. I'm like, yes. He cold.
The same way.
He cold. Then, he lyrical as hell. But it's just, I'm not feeling it.
Right. And now, you know, of course, he's trying to be the face behind the whole prison reform thing, right? All right, cool. But here's my take on that, right? You want to do all this rah-rah shit about being thrown in jail, but it was your fault the reason why you got put in jail that last time. It was your fault. He violated his probation by riding the motherfucking, the four-wheeler ATV. Odyssey. Yeah.
That's the same thing.
He violated his shit. So you can't get mad at the judge for sentencing you how he sentenced you because you violated your shit. So if you're in violation, they can sentence you however the fuck they want to. I can see if you were wrongly convicted or something, but you wasn't. You did it. I hate when people get mad over something that they did. You did it. You fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's not like you was locked up forever, motherfucker. You go to jail and you come the fuck right back out. Look at Joel Santana. This man had to sit there for what? He's in there for 18 months. He'll be out sometime this year, December maybe. I don't know. Look at Bobby Shmurda. Not yet. He's coming out. He's coming home soon. He just did a phone interview with Mac Maine. He'll be home soon, pretty soon. So I would say maybe a month or so. But
nah,
like,
hey,
know.
I'm buying that shit. Whenever Joel Santana coming out, man, I'm buying whatever. Yeah. Just support that nigga. If he, and if he say Dipset, I'm buying that shit twice. Because he's still repping Dipset. That shit cool. Cameron.
Did you hear the Dipset album before he went in?
No, I didn't. I didn't even know it was a Dipset album. Now I got something to look at. I used to fuck with Dipset heavy as hell. I used to even fuck with Freaky Zeke. You know what I'm saying? Hell railing on. J.R. Ryder.
They definitely made an album before he got locked up. And it was dope.
I'm going to cop this.
But, you know, with me, it's just like another irrelevant motherfucker. Like, nobody likes your music like that. You've had too many run-ins with people where we wrote your ass off. And then when Drake really said that, yeah, his trigger finger turned to Twitter finger, like, that's true. All I've been seeing is Drake tweet shit 24/7 about so much shit. So, like, you a bitch? Talk about how the keyboard now. That's what it sounds like to me. Like, you don't have to respond to every fucking thing in the world, but you're doing it. And you're making yourself look soft as fuck. If you wanna talk about it, rap about the shit. You know what I'm saying? But he's not. He's just, you know, acting like a bitch on Twitter. Like, come on, dude. You lost. You lost me. Give it up. Because in a minute, nobody's going to fuck with your music. He's taking a huge. He took so many L's, and I feel bad for him.
Let him keep it.
Just be taking.
Let him keep it.
Cause like he's still coming at Nicki Minaj about the relationship and shit. Like he had tweeted about the fact that Nicki Minaj's husband had blocked him off fucking Twitter. Like, why are you tweeting about that? That's some female shit.
See, he's being mainstream.
You know,
he's losing his way.
He's losing his way, man. And I'm ashamed that that my man Jay-Z tried to take his ass under his wing. I hate that.
My man, look.
But
you got to think about it. Jay-Z did his thing, but everybody, almost everybody, he took under his wing, and they're going crazy.
Yeah, look at Lil Uzi. Look at Lil Uzi.
They're going crazy right now, bro.
For those who don't know, yes. For those who don't know, yes, Lil Uzi is signed to Rock Nation. For those who don't know,
officially going crazy.
Yeah, and I want to say 21 Savage as well.
Oh,
I'm just saying,
sure. I don't know.
When he went to that whole. When he went through that whole thing with when 21 Savage went through that whole thing about being detained and shit back in his home, where he's from, London, England, wherever.
Oh, yeah.
So Jay-Z helped him out of that jam, and in return, I think he signed to him. Not 100% sure, but you know, nonetheless, Jay-Z's out here doing his thing, but. Meek Mill, you're making Jay look bad. Can't be doing all
that. What's up?
Push it to Meek Mill took the biggest hell in 2020 so far.
Yeah. 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 The whole Treyway. Treyway took the biggest hit.
Oh, yeah. Treyway. They gone.
Treyway.
So you're about to say you're about to take a quick break.
Yeah, we're going to play a couple of tracks on what I'm saying. A couple of them, and then
so
we're going to get back to that. You got a request, hey.
I have a request because since I've been playing this song, I've had people text me just now to play the Flavor Gang, Keep Calling. And for all those who don't know, you can find Flavor Gang on Apple Music. I found they asked yesterday, and I downloaded them because I like this song. But Keep Calling by Flavor Gang. That's the request.
All right. We playing that right now, then. Keep calling by Flavor Gang. Thank you.
Talking 'cause you niggas walking and your bitches stalking while you sneak dissing. Digi scales in the plastic baggies, yeah, that's all we have. had, we don't need a pension. I'm trying to smoke down the fucking show. Yeah, it's over east if you ain't know. I ain't taking shows, man, you niggas broke. Try to rob 30 on me, can't go. When I'm in the field, call me Steph Curry. I'll take your life with a mask on. In the form with a bad bitch, finna take her home, see what that ass on. 2-0-0 on the ass on. When I cop it, I see what the dash on. I keep it coming, talking cash low. I was serving fiends out the back door. On 79th with the Mac ho. Free my nigga, man, I'm 20 Mac though. They get my nigga 20 Mac though. They get my nigga 20 calendars. Roll on me, not a cheap nigga. I just can't stand when they tax though. Talk a nigga like a blackboard. I'ma be a legend, what you rap for? Took some L's in the fucking trenches, but I bounced back like a backboard. Had the Jeep, we was trapping hookies, and I spent like a rack and some change for it. Get some money, never change for it. Trade the paper for the Range Rover. KO Savage finna take over. KO Savage finna take over. I was just down in the trenches, but look at me now. Look at me now. When I run up all this money, you cannot come around. You cannot come around. Cause when they young nigga didn't have none, you couldn't be found. Couldn't be found. Just look at me now. Just look at me now. I was just down in the trenches, but look at me now. Look at me now. When I run up all this money, you cannot come around. You cannot come around. Cause when they young nigga didn't have none, you couldn't be found. Couldn't be found. Just look at me now.
And we are back. Come over.
I'm in the mood.
Hey, come over. Hey. But
super lit.
I bet. We are almost out of time. But before we leave, before we say our final words, I just want to let y'all know my second official beat tape came out. I got beat tapes before that. I'm just gonna fuck around and just re-release them motherfuckers randomly, but and take them bad boys off of SoundCloud and put them on That Piss. But everything like I release right now, it's a beat tape. It's not my music on there. Those are actual beats that I made. And if anybody wants to purchase, exclusively use them or anything like that, let me know. Holla at your boy. I'm saying just go ahead and send it to alldopeemail.com to say what you need. I'm going to start putting like, I'm going to start making beats and then putting rappers' lyrics on them. I know that sounds fucking stupid. I'm probably a better way to explain that shit. I will be remixing tracks with my own beats, put it like that. Like, my first one, I did Get the Bag by Gucci and Amigos. I put that on the Snack Pack, the Snack Pack 2. I've got great reviews from that motherfucker. So, everybody go check out the Snack Pack 2. I am currently working on Snack Pack 3. I got beats, so let me tell you this. I got hella beats. I got hella beats finished, but those beats I'm going to put somewhere else. Those are the beats I'm going to be selling. I just hold off on, like, selling my beats and putting them onto, like, something like a whole other platform until I move into my other house. So in August, I will be doing all of that shit. So until then, I'm just going to be working on beats for my beat tapes and everything. I am working on the Snack Pack 3. I have a beautiful model name by the name of Chanel, whose image is on the front. I already released the cover art. And if you feel like if anybody out there wants to be on the cover of one of my beat tapes, just let me know. Holler at me. We can chop it up. I'm all for promoting young models and promoting young queens. So holler at me. I'm just gonna go ahead and say my final word. how can I say this? The world is open, but don't fuck up so we can close again. Hey, everybody out there, wear your mask. California don't close back. Florida don't close back. Chicago, Illinois, you know what fuckers, you know what I'm saying? They talk about the state, they just say Chicago. So Illinois has not closed yet. I'm saying we just got starting to open up. I love the air, and I would love to walk around without my mask on. It's hard as hell to breathe with that shit on. And I don't like it. So, those are my final words. Wear y'all masks now so we can hurry up and take these masks off.
With that being said, I was recently in Iowa for the weekend for my daughter's birthday. Up in Waterloo, Iowa, nobody's wearing a mask. It's free to roam around and do what you want to do. Everything is open. So, Chicago, we can do it. Okay, you just have to act accordingly, you know what I'm saying? And so that way we don't have to wear these fucking masks all the time. Pretty much, we don't have to wear it, but the workers, they wear it, which is fine and dandy, you know what I'm saying? But we can do it, y'all. We can do it. Just, you know, get your shit together so that way Uncle Tiki let us off the hook, you know what I'm saying? But as always, wash your fucking hands. Today is Tuesday. We have a guest this Friday, or at least that Friday. I can't remember his name. But his name is Sheen. I don't know what he really goes by, but he goes by Sheen so far, S-H-E-E-M. He is some kin to King Bree. So if y'all heard King Bree, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know his shit is, you know, fire. So I'm pretty sure he's vouching for this guy. So pretty sure he got that heat too. And speaking of that, August 1st, be on the lookout for True Print by King Bree. He also just gave me a track that I will play tomorrow, and we'll play, or not tomorrow, I'll play Thursday and we'll play Friday. It's called Ten Toes. I actually heard the beat before he even played anything, but he killed it. So be on the lookout for that. Tune in to Thursday's Poetry Night from 9 to 10 with me and Genesis. I do have another poet that will be joining us Thursday, so definitely tune in, you know, for Poetry Night.
Tune in.
Definitely tune in, and then tune in for Friday for Freestyle Friday. We'll definitely have our artists drop some rhymes, and for some odd reason, B-Trey keeps sticking me with freestyling and shit, so you know, I'm going to be on my P's and Q's this time around. That's about that's it for me. I'm still working on that track. I had some shit written, but now I'm going to cross that out because your man put out there a bunch of beats for his Snack Pack, the Snack Pack Volume 2. I fell in love with a track that he did, so now I want to rap on that track, so I'm going to redo everything, y'all. So hopefully by next Friday I have everything good and ready to go.
Okay.
And that's it for me. I'm about to text you because I want that track, so whatever you sell me for, I'm going to buy it.
Which one?
The one I've been the in a minute.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. All right.
But all right, man. All right, everybody out there. We out.
So everybody, be safe. Have a good night, and we out.